Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Federal documents obtained by the Boston Globe show that Tamerlan Tsarnaev was in the final stages of becoming a U.S. citizen just 3 months before the Boston Marathon bombings. The documents also detail Tsarnaev's friend Ibrahim Tadashev's green card application process. And just as a reminder, back in 2013, Tadashev confessed to assisting Tsarnaev in a 2011 triple homicide in Waltham, and he made that admission just before he was shot and killed during questioning by law enforcement officials in Florida. Well, we spoke with Boston Globe's immigration reporter Maria Sacchetti, who reported on the new documents earlier today, and I asked her just how close Tamerlan Tsarnaev was to becoming a U.S. citizen in January 2013.
Well, he hadn't been scheduled for the final ceremony, which is the swearing-in ceremony where you take an oath of allegiance. But he had signed that oath, and he was a supervisor signature away from becoming a citizen, according to the records we see.
So just a signature and then the final ceremony. And he had signed the oath of citizenship as well.
Yes, he had declared his allegiance. I mean, he printed it, which has been reported before, and he scratched over his first name, saying he wanted to change his name, Tamerlan, to a name belonging to an early Islamic scholar. But yes, he said he checked all the boxes, saying he, you know, pledged his allegiance to the United States and would fight on behalf of the United States, all those kinds of things.
Huh. So in the steps up until that point, Maria, Tamerlan Tsarnaev also, as we talked about, you know, he had to take the citizenship test. He had to tell U.S. officials that he has no ties to terrorism. And then, as you mentioned, he also said that he wanted to change his name to Muaz, which is has very strong historical and religious ties in Islam. Was there anything about that or any other things that he told U.S. Citizenship and immigration officials that should have or could have raised flags?
I mean, in retrospect, all of those things raise questions about it. I mean, even the fact that he had traveled so recently to Russia but couldn't afford to pay the citizenship test fee, that's another question. You know, all these things, and we don't know from the file, because they're so heavily redacted, how deeply the officials looked into it, how much they consulted with the FBI. I mean, we know some of that from Inspector General reports, but it's always better to see, the original documents. And some of the documents we have, you know, told a slightly different story than we've read in the official reports.
Mm. So can you tell us about that, about how over time what we know or what the official reports had originally said has changed in terms of our understanding of this period of time in Tsarnaev's life?
Well, to be clear, there's so much we still don't know. We don't know because the forms were not provided to us, why the Tsarnaev family and why Tadashev were granted refugee status in the United States in the first place. And then separately, years later, there were questions about, you know, Tamerlan's travels and things like that. But one example from the files is that we did not know until now that Tamerlan had passed the citizenship test. Until now, the suggestion had been that his citizenship application was sort of safely held up in the pipeline, that people were taking another look at it. But even if not for terror reasons, because of his criminal record from 2009. But actually, the file given to us showed that the government had his criminal records from 2009 and that the immigration officer had recommended him for citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
So he, you know, his case seemed to be advancing, but, you know, we can't, you know, tell completely because so much of the records 3 years later are redacted, but that's our understanding and what we reported today.
You know, it's interesting because, as you said, there's still so many unanswered questions, but I'm wondering, I mean, you've been reporting on this for some time because we were looking back at a July 2013 article that you wrote for the Globe where you quoted Mark Kramer, director of the Cold War Studies program at Harvard, who's not involved in any of these cases, but who told you at the time that, you know, he hadn't seen any justification for the granting of asylum to anyone, any of the Tsarnaevs, to be honest, he said, and he was baffled because he's known of others who had applied and had been turned down. It doesn't seem as if there's anything in this new set of documents that that solves that mystery, does it?
Not at all. And so much time has passed that it really, you know, the criminal investigation, you know, into Jahar, I mean, he's been convicted, he's been sentenced to death. These are, this has passed, and I don't think there's, I don't see any reason to withhold him now. We it seems like it's in the public interest to know all this information, because asylum cases are ongoing all the time. And the one thing with immigration that is often overlooked, because we often publish what we know, is how much we don't know. These files, unlike criminal records, are considered private and confidential, and that prevents the public from really watchdogging what's happening in that system.
Mm. And yet, you know, some people listening to this still must be asking themselves, how did Tamerlan Tsarnaev specifically get as far as he did in the citizenship process? Because, you know, well before the day of the bombing, and even the, you know, the couple before the time he took those final steps to citizenship, or almost final steps, you know, he had been on watch lists for some time. You know, the FBI had visited him based on tips given to them by Russian security services. So, folks are still, you know, I'm still wondering, how did he get that far?
Right, and USCIS, Citizenship and Immigration Services, says the process went correctly. They said they're always trying to improve, you know, their systems, but that they don't find any errors were made in the processing of his case. And the officer, you know, it has come out before in previous reports that the immigration officer did consult with the FBI, do background checks, but none of those background checks or concerns were released to the public, were released to us. So so we really don't know how deeply engaged they were in backgrounding him, or what was found and what was missed.
Maria, suddenly it occurs to me, let me ask you, is there anything in what you found in these government documents, again, heavily redacted, that might be grist for folks who are concerned about, say, Syrian refugees? Because, you know, the criticism there is that we can't vet them adequately enough. Whereas, you know, here we have someone who did end up attacking the United States, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, in the Boston Marathon bombing, who was, you know, just two steps away from becoming a U.S. citizen.
Yeah. I don't know that I would single out Syrians, because I think it's sort of an issue for everyone, you know. I mean it's a question of is the government backgrounding people? What are the justifications for asylum? I mean, whether you're a security threat or not, you know, it's tough to win asylum. It's supposed to be tough to win asylum in the United States. You have to be in fear for your life. And I think as a reporter, I would like to know more about the vetting process, whether people deserve asylum, and also the questions that you mentioned Mark Kramer raised, which are people who don't get asylum, who deserve it, and what happens to them when mm-hmm. they get sent back to a place where they fear for their lives. You know, very often we don't find out. So all of those kinds of things, like just more transparency in the vetting process, seems really something, you know, people would like to know right now, particularly in these two cases.
Well, Maria Sacchetti is immigration reporter for the Boston Globe. She had today's article on what heavily redacted government files tell us about Tamerlan Tsarnaev and his attempt to become a U.S. citizen in the months before the Boston Marathon bombing. Maria, thanks so much.
Thank you.